The very day and moment the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, left this earth, the personality of Kali, who promotes all kinds of irreligious activities, came into this world. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead and His holy name, qualities, etc., are all identical. The personality of Kali was not able to enter the jurisdiction of the earth due to the presence of the personality of Godhead. And similarly, if there is an arrangement for the constant chanting of the holy names, qualities, etc., of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no chance at all for the personality of Kali to enter. That is the technique of driving away the personality of Kali from the world. In modernized human society, there are great advancements of material science, and they have invented the radio to distribute sound in the air. So instead of vibrating some nuisance sound for sense enjoyment, if the state arranges to distribute transcendental sound by resounding the holy name, fame, and activities of the Lord, as they are authorized in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, then a favorable condition will be created. The principles of religion in the world will be reestablished, and thus the executive heads who are so anxious to drive away corruption from the world will be successful. Nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord.
Tasmin ahani yarhi eva bhagavan utsasarut jagam tadaive hanuvritto sa adharma prabhavakali.
Oh, here's a very practical instruction how to stop all the problems of the world. Everyone's wondering how to solve all these problems. And the answer is that constant hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord will solve all the problems of the world, individually and collectively. Individually, one will become a pure devotee, become purified. Now, in the beginning, one may not have a taste, just as when a person has jaundice, the sweets taste bitter. But if he takes sweets because they're the medicine for jaundice, then gradually his real health will come back and then they'll taste sweet again. Similarly, if we go on hearing and chanting, Shrimata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridiyantaksto Hibhutrani Vidunoti Suritata. This constant hearing and chanting regularly, that's why in all our centers Prabhupada established at least morning and evening there should be regular hearing of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Someone asked the other day, what's the best time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam? Well, at least Srila Prabhupada established it for our morning class, so he considered that a good time for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Turn down the additional little dial there. May pick up sometimes. So, by hearing and chanting of the Lord and broadcasting, because the whole atmosphere is polluted, even the ether, which is space, kama. There's eight material elements. Bhumi, earth. Bhumir apo, water. Bhumir apo nala, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. So the come, the space, or the ether, is pervaded by sound. Just like right now, in the space, there's so many waves, sound waves being transmitted. And they're polluting the subtle air, the subtle space. But if we broadcast the glories of the Lord chanting
Kirtanam, as we are hearing this morning,
Parikshit,
Shravanam,
Kirtanam. Parikshit became perfect by hearing, and Shukadev Goswami became perfect by Kirtanam, chanting. We can use all this technology, all these radios, computers, television, if we broadcast the glories of the Lord. If we don't, then these things become horrible, because they end up broadcasting the demoniac tendencies of the living entities. All the sound vibrations, the music, it's all frustrated, angry, lusty, greedy, lust, anger, and greed. These three gates lead to hell. And so the whole world is going to hell on the basis of modern technology. They're very proud. We've created, look what we've done. We've made a nice computer or internet. We can send off news so quickly. Yes, you can send off news and you can send off information, but the way it's being used, it simply degrades. Now, if the devotees, they're very eager to utilize the internet for preaching, that's okay. That's okay, then we can use it. In fact, we have to do that. There's a kind of competition between the non-devotees and the devotees. The non-devotees want to misuse everything for Maya's use, and the devotees want to use everything properly in Krishna's service. That's the competition. So if we want to get peace, everyone's talking, we want peace, but there won't be any peace until the Supreme Lord comes. And the Supreme Lord already came. We don't expect the Lord is going to appear again until the end of this age. Mlecha nivaha nidane chalayasi karavalam dumaketum eva kimapikaralam keshavajita Kalki Sharira, Jaya Jagadishara. In fact, in this age, he's already come as Lord Buddha. Nindasi Yakyavidaya Ahaha Shuti Jatam Sadaya Hidaya Darshita Pashukatam Keshavadita Buddha Sharira, Jaya Jagadishara. The Buddha came 2600 years ago. Then the Lord came again, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangascha Parshitam Yogyai Sankirtana Prayaji Janti Hisushmerasa. Lord came again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the Yuga avatar. He brought the Yuga Dharma for this age, chanting of the holy names. Yogyai Sankirtana Prayaji Janti Hisushmerasa. So Sankirtan means congregational or public glorification of the Lord. While we are doing that, that is what this movement is for. Because by organizing in a large scale, we can, it's like broadcasting. If you have a little transmitter, you can broadcast, like they have these little, and you can buy them in the store, a little intercom system. So it's like it has a little radio, a little transmitter, and you can put it in one room and you can transmit to the other room. Or if you get a bigger one, you can do it from one street to the next street. Or if you get a bigger one, you can set up a little radio on your roof and you can transmit for a few blocks. Or if you get bigger, further. So the idea is that this is a Brihad Mridanga. Brihad Mridanga can... the printing press is especially the best means for propagating the glories of the Lord. Someone may say, well, I don't think the press is so important anymore. It's become eclipsed by television and internet and things, so better we concentrate on that. That's also good, but the books have already proven themselves. They're very, and we don't see that book sales are diminishing. People are still buying books. It's a very good medium because it's permanent. It can last hundreds and hundreds of years if one has books. They remain. People have a lot of faith when they read things in books. Internet, it's not very authoritative. You don't know for sure whether it's authorized or not. But when things are put in print, published, they have good value. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada emphasized to distribute books, print books. And if we do this, if we participate in book distribution, we'll become purified. Provided we do the other things, such as chanting our rounds, attending the programs in the temple, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, we have to do all these things. Then, Maya will not be able to touch us. Otherwise, Maya is there. This is Maya's domain, and we will become affected by Kali. Kali and Maya. Wherever Krishna is not present, of course Krishna is present everywhere, but not everyone can perceive Krishna everywhere. Krishna says, everything is in me, but I am not in them. That means he's all pervasive, but only the devotees can perceive him. It's like Prahlad Maharaj in the pillar. Hiranyakashipu, he couldn't perceive the Lord. He said, "Where is your God now? Is he in this pillar?" And Prahlad said, "Yes, he's there." But Hiranyakashipu couldn't see him. But then the Lord very kindly revealed himself. He gave darshan to Hiranyakashipu. More than darshan, he entered into his body, ripped it to shreds. This was his mercy. So does everyone understand now how to use science and technology in Krishna service? Any doubts about it? Okay, let's go on to the next text. Nanu dveshti kalim samrat saranga iva sarad bhuk kushalan yashu siddhyanti netarani kritani. Yet Maharaj Pariksit was a realist, like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. Purport. Repeated. Translation. Maharaj Pariksit was a realist, like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. The age of Kali is called the fallen age. It's for purport. In the age of Kali is called the fallen age. In this fallen age, because the living beings are in an awkward position, the Supreme Lord has given some special facilities to them. So by the will of the Lord, a living being does not become a victim of a sinful act until the act is actually performed. In other ages, simply by thinking of performing a sinful act, one used to become a victim of the act. Formerly, if someone threatened, if he said, "I'm going to kill this man," then that was considered a crime in America. If you said that,
you could be put in jail for saying that.
Now, it's not like that because the age has become more fallen, so you can say it, but as long as you don't do it, you're not punished. So similarly, in the previous age, if someone even thought something sinful, they were held responsible for that. They were punishable. Do you know an example? Someone, raise your hand if you can give an example of this in the scripture, where someone was punished for a bad thought. Give a microphone. Lord Brahma, he desired to have patience with his daughter. It was a mental offense. And he went mentally, he took the shape of the form of the deer. Is that?
She took the shape.
And she took the shape of a deer, but then
okay, that's an example, yes. He thought, he desired, he became affected by lusty desire, and because of that, he was held responsible. He had to give up that body. Okay. Any other examples?
There was the wife of Parashuram Muni, and she.
The wife of
Parashuram. No, it was the mother of Parashuram, and she was serving. She had the sons and the father. And one time when she was going to the river to get some water, she saw some demigods bathing there. And she became lusty after them, but she became just attracted in the mind. And then she returned home, and Parashuram Muni could see that her mind was a little bit polluted.
Her husband,
the father Jamadagni. So he killed the mother immediately, his wife.
Yes, he told Jamadagni, ordered his son to... His eldest, the other son, he ordered him to kill his mother, but the son refused. So then Parashuram father, Jamadagni ordered Parashuram to kill his brother and his mother, both. And Parashuram did it. And then, that's the point, that she, because she had committed that offense in her mind, Chittaratta was there. He was the chief singer among the Gandharvas. You know how singers are very attractive to women. They go mad after these beautiful singers. In Bhagavad Gita, even Krishna says that of Gandharva singers, I am Chittaratta. So he's extraordinary. And this woman, Renuka, she became attracted in her mind. What could she do? In her mind. She didn't do anything, but in the previous age, just by that, she became polluted. Her husband could understand because he was a yogi, a great mystic yogi. Ah, you become unfaithful in your mind, therefore you deserve. Later, of course, by the mercy of Parashuram, the mother and sons were brought back to life, and they didn't remember what had happened to them.
Is the reason for this because in the age of Kali, in the previous ages, the whole atmosphere wasn't so polluted, but now the age of Kali is everywhere you look, you can't help but perceive all this nonsense, so automatically the mind is, but our intelligence can make the decision to either act on it or not act on it. Is this why,
yes,
for this reason?
Previous ages, it didn't have women walking around like this. It didn't have advertising on television everywhere. It wasn't allowed. Because it wasn't, not only was it not allowed, but it wasn't desired. People didn't have any taste for it. People had a taste only for divine, transcendental things. Therefore, it was much easier. It's like in our temple, it's easier not to become lusty. Because we don't have any lusty pictures on the walls. We have only, look, all these saintly personalities.
and Radha Krishna everywhere, Gornitai everywhere. So therefore we become purified. We don't have lust. It doesn't incite us to even have sinful desires here. The only sinful desires come from outside. Sometimes people criticize ISKCON. They say, so some impure things take place. Sometimes it happens, but it's not that these impure things are coming from the Vedic culture or from the spiritual world. They're coming from the material world. We're bringing them in. It's like what the cat drug in. You know, the cats, they drag in all kinds of, they're usually dead, like a half-dead mouse or other disgusting things they bring in, and they just leave it there. Sometimes they do that. So that's what's happened. We're bringing in some of these bad, impure habits and desires from the past, and sometimes they're getting left in the society. But nevertheless, we have to go on enthusiastically to spread Krishna consciousness through ISKCON. That will be Maya's greatest pleasure if she can stop ISKCON by somehow or other making people think that ISKCON is impure because of these. That's like saying, oh, look in the hospital, look, there's some contaminated. Let's say someone goes in the hospital and he's walking around and he says, ah, look there. See that rag? That rag has got contaminated, it's got some, it's some contamination on it. Close down the hospital. No, there must be some contaminated things in the hospital because they're dealing with contaminated people, with diseased people. But they have to learn to expertly handle the contamination so it doesn't affect anyone. So the Krishna Conscious Movement has to learn how to deal with the contaminated persons without getting contaminated themselves. It's like a doctor. When a doctor goes into a place that's full of some disease, well, he inoculates himself before he goes in, so he won't be affected. The devotees have to be inoculated. What's the inoculation? The inoculation is this pancha chukhi vidhi that we're doing, this hearing, this deity worship, this chanting, the hearing, this is inoculation. This protects us so that when we do come in contact with the disgusting material energy, we won't be affected. Rather than become affected, we will affect those who are contaminated and they'll become purified. And we see this happen. Prabhupada did it. He came to New York, the most contaminated place. But rather than him become contaminated, he purified so many souls, and now they're going out and purifying others. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, he was simply chanting the holy name, but whoever saw him chant or heard him chant, they became purified. Then they went back, now they were initiated by Lord Chaitanya, they went back and chanted, and anyone who saw them also became purified. In this way, the whole world can become purified by chanting, by purified activities. Any questions?
Purport Prabhupada said, nothing is bad if we use for Krishna. How we can use the sinful activities?
How
we can use in Krishna consciousness the sinful activities and the sense gratification?
Yes, sense gratification. We like to enjoy our senses, so have a nice feast, prasadam feast, have a nice kirtan dance, watch nice drama about Krishna, listen to nice music, glorify Krishna, that's sense gratification. When people come and they taste our feast sometimes, they're amazed. They say, oh, this is so sensuous, this feast. Yes, it's sensuous, but it's transcendentally sensuous. And if you want to have sex life. Krishna doesn't say no sex life. Dharma virudho bhuteshu kamosmi paratarsha. He says, yes, you can enjoy sex life. According to religious principle, that means enjoy sex life, produce a nice child, raise the child in Krishna consciousness. You can have 100 children if you like. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if I can produce Krishna conscious children, I'm prepared to have sex life 100 times. So if you want to have... Now, if you want to have sex life without children, then you have to become a demigod. And you can go to the heavenly planets, and sex life is not illicit there. It's not considered sinful. It's a concession for the pious people. They can have sex without being sinful. Of course, they're not sinful. They're not breaking the law of that place, but we know they are breaking a higher law. Because ultimately, they're wasting their energy in this nonsense activity, so they have to come down again to the material, to the middle planetary system.
My first question was how we can engage the sinful activities in Krishna consciousness.
Well, yes, you can engage the sinful activity and then it becomes free from sin. You have a desire to enjoy your senses. Now, we may be thinking, I'll enjoy my senses in some material way. But through Krishna consciousness, we use that lust, a kubja. Kubja, she was a prostitute. And she was accustomed to alluring men and enjoying with them in her lusty way. But she became attracted to beautiful Krishna, and so she used that same tendency. My dear Krishna, please come to my house. And so she became purified when Krishna came there. Even before he came, she became purified. So if you lust, if the girls, they're lusting after young boys, so if they look at Krishna and they lust after him, they become purified. And if the boys are lusting after young girls and they look at Krishna, they become purified of their lust. Krishna is, what are we saying that? Kandharva koti kamani avishesha shobham. So Kandharva means Cupid. He's the god of love or lust. Kandharva koti, koti means 10 million. 10 million, Krishna is more beautiful than 10 million cupids. So lust multiplied by 10 million. Krishna is more attractive. So you're saying how to get free from lust? Just become attracted to Krishna and lust will run away.
You said the women that can feel lust for Krishna, they can purify it. But for the man, if he feel lust for Krishna, he won't do this is because we are male. And
yes, Prabhupada answered that in Mayapur. At the Mayapur festival, he said, so you should worship Radha Krishna. So Radha Krishna together, that's not Krishna alone, but Krishna with Radha. But sometimes you may feel some lust. Oh, Krishna and Radha. So then he said, if you feel lust when you're thinking of Radha Krishna, then give up Radha Krishna worship and worship Lord Chaitanya, because Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He's Radha Krishna together in one form. You can't become lusty, but still you get the same benefit. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladimiya Shakti Rasma Ikatmanava Pi Bhubi Deya Veda Gatoto Chaitanya Kyam Aduna Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Suvalitam Krishna Sorupam. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.